Petersburg High School teacher and close-up advisor Jim Engle traveled with the students. He says they were immersed in politics while in the country's capital.
You get to go see all the monuments and buildings and museums, and there's also workshops that involve political discussions about different issues of the day. Kids get involved in those conversations, and then they also partake in mock Congress simulation, where they've worked on these issues, and then they have a bill that they have to present before a committee, and then hopefully get it to the floor to vote. There's also a Capitol Hill Day where they go and just spend the whole day on Capitol Hill. They go and either meet their representative and senators or talk to staffers from their offices. And we tour they can go and look at the Supreme Court building. They can look at the Library of Congress. We took a tour of the United States Capitol, about a two-hour tour. They get to do a cultural event. Sometimes that's a play. This year it happened to be a Washington Wizards basketball game. Then the week comes to an end. So they get to go all over the place. Arlington National Cemetery. They see all the monuments. It's busy. They are pretty much up at 6:45 in the morning and lights out at 11. They're up to about 10 o'clock. They're busy doing stuff.
The students started their trip in Philadelphia and then drove down to Washington, D.C. Engle says that the visit had a positive impact on the students. He says it's a unique experience that brings government to life.
They're at the seat of the United States government, and they just get to experience what they see in a textbook, what they see on TV, what we talk about. They're suddenly looking at the Supreme Court. Some of them got to walk through the halls. I'm not sure if any of them got to sit in on open arguments before the Supreme Court. But to sit in the United States Capitol and look at where the representatives make law, to go past the White House and see that, to look at the monuments, to see the names on the Vietnam Memorial, to watch the changing of the guard at the Arlington National Cemetery, it brings all the things that we study in social studies to life for the kid. But we got to walk through Independence Hall where the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution were signed, and to see, you know, to be 40 feet away from the chair where George Washington sat, the original chair where George Washington sat to preside over the Constitutional Convention. It's just, you don't get to do that here in Petersburg. So that's a really neat experience for them, just to see it all firsthand. Plus, they get to interact with kids from all over the country. We had kids in our hotel from Florida, from Louisiana, from Louisiana. We had kids from Panama. We had kids from North Dakota, Minnesota, Alaska. They get to talk to kids that are living in different areas of the world from where we live, and they get to hear what issues they're dealing with in their communities, and share what's happening in our communities, and they make lifelong friends from that. So it's kind of a neat experience from that perspective as well.
Students have to pay for the trip, but cover some costs through fundraising. Mr. Engle says that the support from the community helps make it possible for kids to go.
Well, the community is very generous. We raise about half of the total amount of money that costs to go, because it is pretty pricey. I mean, your tuition pays for the full week at the hotel, all the transportation that happens during the week of close up, which is typically like motor coach, buses, and subway. It pays for all your meals from the beginning of close up to the end of close up. It pays for the instructors that they're dealing with, the security at the hotel, because every floor has multiple people that are in security that stay up all night on the floor to make sure kids are safe, plus the airfare and the extra hotels that we have to have because we live in Alaska. So our community is very generous in that respect. This is the fourth time I've done close-up, and I think every single year this community rolls out, opens their wallets up and generously gives to close-up. So it does require a lot of fundraising. We do fundraisers like Seaweed Gathering. We do the Christmas Cash Raffle. We do dinners. We do other raffles some years. The community just says it's an important event and we're going to send you.
The close-up program runs every other year, and the next trip will be in the spring of 2017. For KFSK, I'm Rosa Lopez.